Blog Talk Radio.
Worldwide via the internet out of the region formerly known as the United States, now known as FEMA Region 4, Dalton, Georgia. You're listening to the Rockroll100FM.com's podcast, The APS Show. And now here's your host, Anthony Stone. Hell yeah.
Everyone, and welcome to the APS podcast show live. This is just a test broadcast just to see how it works. I never actually did one before. Well, I did a test a while ago, but it didn't turn out too well, so I'm trying this again. And I'm going to read my sample headline here from the Infowars.com, and this is from the world news or the breaking news. Top stories. Greenfield. Free speech dies in Berkeley. Mainstream media oversees the death of free speech at its birthplace. Berkeley was renowned as a home of the free speech movement. But those leftists who believed that free speech was effective tactic for their cause have long since been upstaged by those who believe that this dissent must be silenced by any means. The latter always existed, but their views have become dominant and mainstream. There is a little opposition amongst the liberals to their rhetoric and even their tactics, and there is a great deal of support. Once rhetoric is translated into reality, that means forcibly silencing people you disagree with. That is what we once again saw at Berkeley, as with BLM riots, the media describes violence as just breaking out, as if it were a force of nature. It is hesitant to assign blame, which all but tells who the perpetrators were. Hidden among the passive freezing is a stench of complexity. That is very terrible. They don't respect free speech anymore, and these idiots, they're going to get the world they deserve once they do away with the free speech. They don't realize it protects their speech as well. So I'm going to close this test broadcast. I only read one headline, but I'm curious how this turned out, so if you're listening, thank you for listening.